This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, Robert Salas joins us. We're talking about UFOs, keeping the secret. So what do you think here? What are the motives of those responsible for UFOs, let's call them ET? If they're playing games with our launch codes and disabling nuclear missiles, at least for a period of time, are they demonstrating their power, giving us a warning, checking our technology to see if we could fight back? What do you think?
Well, two things are certain. One is they want us to know they are here. They are in the neighborhood. And they understand that we have a nuclear capability, and they fully understand that we are capable of destroying ourselves. Now, if you buy into the idea that they've been visiting here for at least hundreds, probably thousands of years, we have to. At least I've concluded that they are not here to invade, per se. This is not about an alien invasion. They are either here or probably here to observe and possibly help us evolve. At least help us not to have nuclear war, which obviously would be devastatingly destructive to the planet and every living thing on it. And I'm sure they would not like to see that. I don't know how ubiquitous life is in the universe, but life everywhere has to be precious, I think. Yeah. We've got such a diverse variety of life. At any rate, I don't think they'd like to see us destroy it.
Robert, I've always looked at these incidents, which pretty much started right around the time, the modern era of UFOs started right around the time when we first, broke that barrier of allowing ourselves the possibility to destroy ourselves. I think, what did Oppenheimer say? You know, I am Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, as he watched the Trinity site explosion of the first nuclear weapon. I've always looked at this whole scenario of UFOs showing up and showing an interest in nuclear materials and missiles and whatnot as being possibly evidence that they have as much to lose by us possibly destroying ourselves and polluting the planet with radiation. So perhaps they're another tenant on the planet, that perhaps we are putting them in jeopardy by having this capability. Well, have you ever kind of entertained that thought?
Sure, that's a possibility. There's evidence that they have been, visiting for thousands of years. They may have made a home here somewhere, possibly in the oceans, or possibly on bases on the moon or Mars. Who knows? I think they probably see us as cousins, if nothing else. Maybe, backward cousins, but they probably see us as related in some way. Certainly some of the, in the abduction scenarios, we are somewhat similar to them in appearance. So that's a possibility. Certainly, I don't discount that possibility.
Well, we have quite a number of questions for you at forum.theparacast.com in our question forum. We have Jeff Davis wondering if you personally believe that UFOs navigate space-time as we define it with respect to, what we would call space travel. But do you feel that UFOnauts basically have the ability to interact with reality itself? That's one question. And the other one is from The Soda Punk, who's a brand new signee at forum.theparacast.com, And he's wondering about the response of the higher command and whether there were any out of the ordinary high-ranking or technical personnel around the Maelstrom missile fields prior to these events happening.
Right. Well, let's see. You're talking about the Air Force command structure?
Is that what you're talking about? Correct.
Yeah. In the Echo Flight incident, certainly when that was reported to Strategic Air Command headquarters, one of the first things they did was send out a telex to a lot of different facilities stating that this was of grave concern to the Strategic Air Command, and they wanted to get answers right away. So, and there was also reports by many people that some high-ranking generals, general officers did visit Maelstrom Air Force Base right after the Echo Flight incident. So certainly it went up the chain of command, and you know, who knows how high up it went, but at least the SAC headquarters. The other question had to do with are the ETs dealing in the space-time continuum that we know about, or and that's a good question. I don't want to get ahead of it, but many people who have had close experiences with ET have had some very, very strange experiences which boggle our understanding of physics. And many of the pilots who have encountered these while they're trying to chase them down have talked about some of these objects being somewhat transparent and actually disappearing right before their eyes and then reappearing almost instantaneously in another location. So there's some very strange aspects of this phenomenon.
It almost sounds like some sort of time compression.
Right. And that's another thing. I've talked to witnesses that say, after seeing a UFO, they were traveling on a road, seeing a UFO, and they knew how long it would take to their destination, arrived at their destination, you know, way before they should have. In other words, they traveled a lot faster than they could have even done in their own automobiles.
So we're talking here not about missing time, but gained time.
Gained, yeah.
Of course, regular listeners of the PowerCast will recall that one of the people formerly associated with the show described an incident in which he and a colleague drove home from Boston going to New York City, and the four-hour drive took about 2 hours.
I actually had a case like that where a couple driving back from Pueblo to the San Luis Valley experienced an impossible... I think they would have had to have averaged 130 miles an hour in order to get home in the amount of time that it actually took. And they were very, very actually disturbed by this, because this was back in the 60s when you just didn't travel, you know, that fast. You traveled 55, 60 miles an hour, and they literally got home twice as fast as they should have. And that was very disturbing to them.
Right. Yeah. So how does that happen? Good question. So there's a lot we don't understand about how this phenomenon works.
That's the understatement of the year.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah. Well, again, we have a number of questions here for you at forum.theparacast.com. And this one comes from a brand new signee, Namor. And he's wondering, he says, Robert Hastings said he is unable to comment on UFO sightings at nuclear facilities in places like China, Iran, and Pakistan due to his limited access to reliable sources. He says, I notice your book title mentions world governments. And how have you tested the reliability of sources on foreign governments and their connection to UFOs? And have we had any, I'm adding this part of it, have we had any information on Pakistan, India, Iran, any sort of incursions over those areas that are of a high strange nature? Obviously, there's probably drone flights that we're responsible for over some of these areas. I wouldn't be surprised. But do we have any information of a high strange nature in addition to the very disturbing Russian incident?
Let's have that answer on our next segment with Robert Salas joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast, the book is Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon with Robert Salas. Chris just finished asking a rather long question with lots of ramifications. Robert?
Well, I can't speak to India, Pakistan, and China, but I can say that I visited and talked to military types in Peru and Argentina. And one of the stories I have in my book is about an incident in Iraq during the Iraqi war in 2006, where a platoon, an entire platoon of soldiers, U.S. soldiers, observed a large triangular craft south of Baghdad airport. So these incidents are occurring all over the world, but as to the cooperation between militaries, I was informed by a fellow in Peru who was ex-military and had attended a meeting with high-level brass from both the U.S. and the Peruvian Air Force. And the U.S. was taking the lead in, as far as sharing, not sharing, but asking for information from the Peruvian Air Force about UFO, significant UFO events. So I know that sharing is done, at least from that testimony. I'm just mentioning that I have spoken to military people, for example, in Peru, who stated that he was in on a meeting with high-level officers of the U.S. Air Force and also the Peruvian Air Force, where there was information exchanged about UFO incidents in Peru. And the Air Force was, of course, very interested in collecting all the information on those. So there is cooperation, at least within the intelligence communities of our militaries, in collecting this information.
Yeah, and of course that brings up the very contentious subject of UFO disclosure. And I've always had been of the opinion that the reason why we're seeing all sorts of disclosures around the world from various countries and various militaries, perhaps it's to take the heat off the U.S., who is probably at the center of, you know, this amazing amount of data that's being collected. Your illustration, I think, kind of drives that point home. Do you think that the U.S. will ever disclose the extent of the military's knowledge about UFOs, or do you think this is just a pipe dream?
Well, I think there will be public recognition of the phenomenon. I doubt if we will ever get the full story from anyone within the U.S. intelligence community of exactly what they know and how much they know. Eventually, the mass of testimony from witnesses will require a response of some sort from our government. The other thing is we've got a lot of other foreign governments coming forward, and there's good cooperation going on now, for example, between Argentina and UFO groups and the Argentine military. Yeah. The same thing in Peru, the same thing in Brazil. There was a good cooperation for a time in France.
Right.
So I'm hopeful.
So you don't think this is just an effort to deflect attention away from the U.S., kind of let's give them a little bit so maybe they'll be happy with that and
possibly
leave the big dog alone?
Possibly. I agree with you. I think the U.S. is in the lead in this cover-up, and we probably have, like I said, more information than any other country because we've been, accumulating it from other sources, from other countries for a longer time.
Well, that kind of brings up an interesting question from one of our top forum posters who is in Germany, and his name is Polterwurst on our site. He says, unlike all the other major countries in Europe, my government in Germany still claims that it's never collected any UFO files. And in Polterwurst's opinion, that may be correct, but only because the authorities concerned handed these reports on to some secret agency in the U.S., and he's wondering what you think about that.
I don't believe it. I think Germany has intelligence agencies just like we do, and I think they are... now, when I say, I'm not talking about the entire agency, but there are individuals within each of the intelligence agencies in these countries that are cognizant of this phenomenon. Like I say, it's happening all over the world. And of course, there's a lot of evidence that we're talking pre-World War II, that Adolf Hitler had an interest in this subject, and that, in fact, the German military, the Nazis, were doing some research on UFOs, because they were, even during World War II, they were observing the Foo Fighters as we were. And so they must have had an interest in this.
So you don't think there's a possibility that those Foo Fighters were actually some sort of German technology and they were feigning ignorance about it?
No, I don't think so. I think they were UFOs that nobody could explain at the time. Yeah. However,
I seem to recall wasn't there a crash supposedly in the 30s in the Black Forest as well in some sort of retrieval operation?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've also heard there was a crash in 1934 in Italy. And that was retrieved, and that information from that crash was shared with the German government.
Hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did hear a little bit more about that recently. But the guy to talk to is, I can't remember his name now, I'm sorry, but he's head of the Italian group studying UFOs.
Okay, so if we have captured the wreckage of crashed UFOs over the years, maybe a handful, Roswell perhaps,
mm-hmm.
is there any evidence of any advanced technology that's filtered its way? Or is this stuff still inscrutable to us? Do you have a feeling?
I think advanced technology has been, reproduced or, there's been efforts to commercialize some of the things they found in these crash saucers. Of course, you're familiar with Philip Corso's book. I think they in the Roswell crash, for example, they found bundles that were like fiber. What do you call that?
Fiber optic.
Fiber optic bundles. Yeah. Right. So. Yeah, who knows? I don't have access to that information, but I've got to believe that one of the efforts or one of the reasons this whole thing is being kept secret is because this technology is probably being shared with certain people in industry for the purpose of, developing new products with military applications and, of course, for profit.
Definitely for profit. And speaking of profit, we've got to do this break for profit.
Right.
I hope. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Robert Salas joins us with Gene and Chris on the Paracast talking about unidentified the UFO phenomenon. To be very fair, the Corso book that he wrote with Bill Burns, The Day After Roswell, is very controversial, and there are people who don't believe much of what's in there about the supposed duties of Corso being kind of a bagman for alien technology to bring to private industry. You're aware of that, right? That it is disputed.
Yes, certainly. And, of course, I've got my own questions about it. However, I try to do a lot of linear thinking. I'm still a math teacher, by the way. But if you do the logic that if there was indeed a crash and there was a recovery, there must have been some amazing technology that they discovered from these craft because of the amazing things they can do. And certainly the temptation would be there to try to reproduce that technology and find some application for it militarily, at least, if not for industrial purposes. And the logic falls into place with what Mr. Corso or Lieutenant Colonel Corso was saying, I think.
Let me just backtrack a little bit here. We've been talking about possible alien technology, about UFOs, incursions involving nuclear installations, what the government may know. Let's talk a little bit about yourself before we get back to those questions. Now, in Malmstrom, of course, you were involved in witnessing the effects, not the object itself.
Right.
Since then, have you had any sightings?
Well, I've had an experience.
All right.
Which I talk about in my book. In 1985, I was living in Manhattan Beach. I was out of the Air Force. I had not gone public with my Malmstrom incident. But one evening, my wife and two children were in a particular house, which we recall, in Manhattan Beach. And I wake up in the middle of the night and see strange bluish light coming from our living room. And so I wake up my wife. She also sees the blue light. And I said, I'm going to get up and investigate because I'm afraid somebody's in the house. So I start to get up off the bed, and all of a sudden I'm paralyzed. I can't move. I absolutely struggle really hard. Everything I've got off. And I ask my wife for help and turn there, and she's unconscious. So I was completely paralyzed, couldn't move. Next thing I see in the doorway to the bedroom is this hooded figure. I don't recall what the face of this figure looked like. I did have the sense that there were others in the room at this time. And then the next thing is I'm floating off the bed and floating towards the window of our bedroom. And a funny thing is that I recall thinking they don't know how to open the window. I had locked the window the night before. And because these other beings in the room seemed to be rather small and childlike, I had the thought that they're never going to be able to open this window. But as it turns out, I went right through the window. So I know how crazy this sounds, but this is what I've been able to retrieve through hypnotherapy sessions. I've had about four of them.
Okay, now that's going to raise a question mark, because some people feel that hypnotherapy, hypnotic regression, that kind of thing may color what you remember. What did you remember? What did you remember before you underwent hypnosis?
Well, it's hard to go back and try to remember what I remembered at that point before I had hypnosis, but I did remember the blue light, and I did remember being paralyzed. The reason I'm convinced this was not a dream are three. I think I had three major reasons. One is the paralysis. I remember struggling, trying to move my limbs with everything I had. I remember that specifically. Let me just continue with this scenario. The next thing after going through the window was being on a table, apparently on board the ship, and being shown a long needle-like object. These ETs actually placed the needle right in front of my eyes. They wanted me to see this needle, and they told me they were going to. Now, told me, I'm talking telepathically, because I don't remember them speaking. But that they were going to insert this into my groin area and that it would not hurt. However, when they started to do that, it was extremely painful. And I complained about that, and then the pain went away almost immediately. Now, I remember that pain. I have never experienced pain like that. So that was the second thing that convinced me that this was not a dream. After that procedure, there was a kind of a physical inspection of me. I was naked, but they did. I remember them probing with their fingers along my back. And then I was escorted through a tunnel area, again, still floating. Escorted by two beings and then back into my bed. The next day, I didn't remember a thing about this, and neither did my wife. But about 7 or 8 years ago, I was, after speaking to other experiencers, I asked my wife if she had remembered seeing a blue light at some point in our past. And she said yes, she saw the blue light. So, and my wife and I have been together for 45 years. I trust her her statements. She doesn't lie to me, etc. At least not about something like this. So that convinced me that's the third thing that convinced me that this was certainly a real incident.
Now, prior to this episode, had you read much about UFO abductions?
I had read a little bit of John Mack and Bud Hopkins. Of course, I had read about the Barney and Betty Hill case. So, yeah, I had read about these incidents, but like I said, I tried second guessing myself, trying to see if, somehow I was talking myself into this. But like I said, those three things have convinced me that this was real. Now, at that point, once my wife told me that she remembered the blue light, that's when I, that confirmed to me that, yeah, I saw the blue light. She saw the blue light. That's when I had my first therapy session, and these other facts or parts of what the story I just told you came out in those sessions.
Now, who was conducting these sessions? Was this someone known in the field that had already been working with people with similar experiences, or was this someone that was not familiar with the literature and not familiar with this whole abduction scenario?
No, these were all people that had been working in the field. Yvonne Smith was one, David Jacobs, and then the other one was, can't remember her name now, Australian lady. Anyway, they had all worked with other experiencers.
Let's go into more of this in our next segment, folks. Robert Salas talking about his UFO abduction experience. I'm going to ask him also if there have been any subsequent experiences. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, Robert Salas, where the skeptics are going to say, hey, these people who hypnotized you were already involved in the field. Maybe they manipulated your recollection.
Well, they didn't. They didn't manipulate my recollection. Hypnosis is basically deep relaxation. And in fact, when I worked with David Jacobs, Dr. David Jacobs, he didn't even put me under hypnosis. It was simply, he put me in a state of relaxation, and then we just talked through it, and some more information came out. I consider myself free thinker, independent thinker. I've been an engineer, a math teacher. I don't fantasize. I just don't. At any rate, I'm convinced that no, this was not due to some suggestion by other people. I recall the things I just told you.
But have you had any subsequent experiences of this sort?
We think so. Yes. Yeah, there's indications, especially with my wife, that she has experienced other experiences. We're not going to go into that right now. We're actually, I think we may have some evidence of that. We're trying to develop that evidence. And at that time, we'll disclose more about that.
Now, a lot of the people who report abduction experiences will indicate that maybe at least some strange things happened to them in their childhood. So, Robert Salas, anything weird happen in your childhood?
Well, I can't say for sure.
Well, Gene, he grew up in the 50s. That was pretty strange enough.
Speak not of the 50s.
I will tell you a story my mother told over and over to us. And this was when she was 12 years old. So she was a teenager, a preteen, living in Chandler, Arizona. One night she was sleeping over with her friends, her cousins, and woke up in the middle of the night to see a tall white woman dressed in white, long blonde hair. Nobody knew this woman. And of course, at that time, and this was around 1920, the population was very sparse. Everybody knew each other in that area. Nobody knew her, and my mother screamed, this woman disappears. The next night, My mother wakes up to what she described as a midget whispering in her ear some strange language. And by the way, the other cousins saw both these people. Anyway, my mother screams and this midget runs off. You know, when I went public, I asked my mother if she thought these might have been extraterrestrial beings, and she said no. This was not something she thought was extraterrestrial, but, in talking to other abductees, they do talk about different types of ETs, the tall whites and the small, very small midget-like creatures included.
Well, as you know, there are a number of cases that feature, several generations in a family having experiences. How about your kids and your grandkids? Have you heard of any sort of experiences that they may have experienced?
No, I haven't talked to my kids about anything they might have experienced. I don't have any grandchildren yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was your son present when this happened, your abduction experience?
Yes, both he and my daughter were my daughter was, I think she was about 11 or 12. My children were in the house during that experience I described, and they were both young. My daughter was a teenager, and my son was about 8 or 9 years old at the time. But we've never discussed with them whether or not they had an experience. Of course, they're both grown now, and it's probably something that they're not interested in talking about.
No. Did either of them have an interest in UFOs?
No. Well, I can't say that for sure. Since I've been so public with this, so we of course talked about my incidents many times, but they don't dwell on the subject. No,
they just think daddy's crazy.
Yeah, something like that. don't all kids.
Well, Robert, you don't sound crazy to me. I mean, you sound actually quite sane.
Well, thank you.
and rather objective and circumspect about some pretty bizarre experiences that you've had. I mean, being in charge of, a missile facility like that and having an experience like that occur would be very disconcerting if I was in your shoes. And, to read your book and, of course, Robert Hastings' book, UFOs and Nukes, it's rather troubling how many of these types of experiences have happened. And now to find out that that you've also had some sort of visitation experience or an abduction experience, you got to, as being a pretty down-to-earth guy, you got to kind of scratch your head and wonder, why me? Why do you think that you've been put in the position that you have? Is there any sort of rhyme or reason that you can ascertain?
I cannot answer that directly, of course. I could speculate. This is just pure speculation. And that is because I had the incident at Malmstrom. It's possible that what they took me to possibly give me some sort of direction to speak out about that. Remember when I had my incident, I hadn't gone public.
Right. This was, you said 85, correct?
Yeah, this was 85.
How old were you at the time?
Oh, now we're going to talk about age, huh? All right.
Well, because the reason why I ask is because normally after about age 35, abduction experiences tend to be fairly few and far between in the data logs there. It's mostly younger people, below the age of 30, actually.
Well, 1985, I was well into my 40s.
Right.
Put it that way.
That's why I asked, because this is rather unusual for a middle-aged person to have this type of experience, unless it was part of an ongoing pattern of experiences that you may not be aware of. Have you ever looked into that possibility?
That's true. There may have been other experiences that I'm just not aware of. Like I said, I haven't really tried to go into this deeper other than those four therapy sessions I had. You know, at this point, I'm not sure I need to go into it much deeper. I'm convinced that I was taken. Now, if we talk in generalities about people that have been abducted, a lot of them do come back with, let's say, either enhanced abilities of some sort, or I'm talking psychic abilities maybe, or some sort of commitment to a mission. And so, you know, for example, in my case, I'm certainly committed to the abolishment of nuclear weapons. I try to talk about that often.
We're going to stop for a piece of business, but I wanted to mention a couple of things. And first of all, we know it's hard to make a buck these days, so we're offering a special opportunity for you to work part-time or full-time for the Paracast and the Tech Night Owl Live and our famous tech blog, TechNightOwl.com. You can work at home, earn a guaranteed 20% commission plus bonuses. If you have a background in sales and marketing and radio experience is a plus, you're ready to grow your income, please email your resume and references to sales@theparacast.com, sales@theparacast.com. And one more thing, we have a free gift to give to you. It's a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien. It's the ebook version, and here's how to get yours. All you have to do is go to theparacast.com. Once again, that's theparacast.com, and all you have to do there is sign up for our weekly Paracast newsletter. That's the Paracast newsletter. You sign up, you get your copy of our newsletter, and within a few days, we'll send you a link to download Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien. How about that? A lot more to come with Robert Salas. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.